The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private. Trust Ireland's leading private hospitals with locations nationwide, including Dublin, Cork and Limerick.
This is News Talk.
Good morning, Jess Kelly.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
Very well. Now, you're reviewing some earphones produced by an Irish company. Are they earbuds or actually on-ears?
They actually have two pairs, but the pair that we're talking about today are the in-ear headphones. The company is called One Sonic, and they are made up of a host of Irish people who've worked in the music industry, be that live production or behind the scenes. And they have brought together the different talents to bring what is called the BXZ HD1 True Wireless Stereo Earphones. So these are little buds. They don't look a million miles away from the Apple AirPods or the different, you know, the Huawei FreeBuds, for example. So they're kind of long enough. They're black. They sit in the ear and they pair to any device that has Bluetooth. They have Bluetooth 5.0 and they're great. They're very neat. They have that little charger case so they can charge when you're not using them. And they have a 4-hour working time, 20 hours of total battery life, which means you can use them throughout the day. They're kind of charging as they go and they are fantastic.
Okay. And how much?
This is the best bit. They are €60, so €59.99. You can buy them from onesonic.com. And I have to say, I've obviously used quite a few of the wireless headphones over the last number of years. And for the price, they are pretty remarkable. You're not going to have the same level of audio quality as you'd get for, say, the Apple AirPods or the Galaxy Bud Lives, but you're paying multiples of the €60 for that. So that is a little bit of a compromise, but they are ideal for someone who wants a pair if they're out and about and they're not an audio snob. Or I know a lot of kids will be asking Santa for headphones for their phones and tablets this year, and they are ideal for teenagers and kids because they're not that expensive. Okay. So if one goes missing, that's the way to go.
All right, Jess, that's good to know about that. Onesonic.ie. Now, questions. Can you ask Jess about a tablet for my son who's 7? What would you recommend? That's the first. Related, what laptop would you recommend for a secondary school student? That's from Jane. And then thirdly, advice on what make of laptop to buy for a second year physics and chemistry student typing in lots of formulae, needs something that will easily accommodate all the online integrations now needed for distance online learning. That's from Dan in Limerick. So three related queries. So Tablet for a 7-year old.
The tablet for the 7-year old, I would look at something like the Samsung Tab A, which is in around the €240 mark. It's very, very good. There's a 10.1 inch screen on it. Obviously runs full Android and is very handy. If you want something that's slightly more affordable, look at the Huawei MediaPad 5. It is, again, runs full Android, 10.1 inch screen, just slightly cheaper because of the brand.
Next one, laptop for the secondary school student.
Yeah, the secondary school student and indeed the college student, I think I'd come back to my recommendation of a Chromebook because they are just so affordable and they're ideal for any of that online school or college work activity. You can get them very sort of affordable prices from around €200 right through to around €400. HP, Acer and Asus are the brands that we recommend.
Now, Mary says, I have a P30 Pro with a cracked screen. It'll cost €320 to fix it. A new one, approximately €600. Do you think it's worth fixing?
Oh, €300 for a phone that old is quite a lot, because although the P30 Pro is still a fantastic phone, it's not the latest version. So you would have expected the price of the repair to come down. We were talking to Irish company Phone Fix on Tech Talk over the weekend, who said that they can do phone repairs between €100 and €200. So maybe shop around and see if you can get it done elsewhere. It is a shame to go and buy a brand new phone when all that's wrong is the damaged screen. If you can't get it done any cheaper, maybe see if Anywhere will give you a trade-in to get money off the phone and then they can repair that phone and get it back into circulation.
Ask Jess for a recommendation for an affordable but decent headset for a student for their college course, which is conducted online. So I presume they need a headset with a microphone.
Yeah, it's kind of like the Britney or the Madonna headset, depending on what age you are. Logitech is a fantastic brand and they have a whole host of these types of accessories. So I would have a look on all the usual tech outlets and go for Logitech.
Question for Jess, looking to get a pair of small earphones which have FM AM radio built in. Can only get big headphones. I want small ones. Have tried earphone to connect to the phone and listen through wirelessly. The 3G signal where we are is horrendous. So when we go for a walk, the signal keeps dropping, which of course has always been my argument about FM radio. If you're in a place without the internet, without Wi-Fi, whatever, you've got a problem to listen to radio.
Yeah, it is. It's very frustrating. And the thing with the bigger headphones that have the FM AM built into it is that's kind of why they're so big and bulky, because they can fit the technology in. Unfortunately, there isn't a perfect solution for this. I will do a bit of homework and see if we can find the smaller headphones. But you may be better off buying, you know, one of those sort of small Roberts radios, the personal cassette type player looking ones. That could probably be your best bet.
I'm looking for a new phone, good camera and FM radio, a must. I love Samsung, but I'm open to suggestions. The FM radio is hard to find.
It is very, 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 very hard to find. I would say near impossible to find. Again, off the top of my head, I don't know. I will have to look into it. They've kind of done away with that now, because you see, a lot of the way it used to come in was you'd need the headphone jack, and that's kind of gone now. So I don't know is the honest answer. I have a feeling that Sony had it on one of the phones that we spoke about, but I'm not 100% sure.
Can you please compare Samsung and Nokia mobiles for camera quality, budget about €600? That's from Anne.
Samsung and Nokia. So Nokia is fantastic. We know that Nokia, their new flagship phone is the new James Bond phone, and it is very impressive. There's a whole host of cameras on the back of the device. And then the Samsung, for that price bracket, you're maybe looking at the A71, which is fantastic. I was kind of blown away by the A71 because I kind of forgot that it wasn't a flagship device. So it kind of, they're not a million miles away from each other, which is what I would say, particularly at that price bracket. So it would kind of come down to which device you prefer using, because the interfaces are slightly different.
I bought an iPhone XR, as did my daughter. We both have been told by people we're talking to that they've difficulty in hearing us properly. We've also found a number of people who have the XR have experienced similar. I brought my phone back to the supplier, who said there's nothing wrong with it. Have you heard of this problem? That's from Jim Byrne.
Not in a widespread sense. I have heard one or two people say that they've had issues, and sometimes something as basic as, you know, is there a screen protector over your screen that's actually blocking the microphone, muffling the microphone in any way, shape or form. Try and make calls using headphones and see if the call quality is better that way, and then that way that you'll kind of troubleshoot and be able to confirm that there is a problem with the mic. Also, another thing to try is see if it happens when you are sending voice memos or voice notes, and again, if the issue is there, then there is a problem with the mic, and they should, if it's under warranty, send it back and repair it.
I have a refurbished 2019 MacBook Pro that I use to record music on, using Logic Pro. The area over the keyboard and below the screen gets very hot when using Logic. Is this doing damage? Is there anything I can do to help keep the computer cool?
I used to experience this when I worked from a MacBook Pro. And one thing that I was told to do is try and elevate the laptop off a flat surface so that there's room for air to circulate underneath it. So you can get some, they're kind of built to try and make it more comfortable for you for when you're typing. You know, the little stands that kind of elevate it up so that the laptop's at an angle. If you can get one of those, that means that it's not sitting on a flat surface. And obviously never, ever leave a hot laptop on a bed or anything like that, or a couch where it could overheat and cause issues. But I do think getting a stand that elevates it slightly will make a difference.
I'm currently using a Huawei P20 Pro phone, which is now out of contract and up for renewal. I'm not too keen on the new Huawei phones, although the one I have is probably the nicest phone I've ever had. Rather than upgrade to a Samsung, I'm looking at the Google Pixel 4a to replace my phone. I need memory. I want to use Word and Excel on my phone, build a puzzle or two, make notes, take photos, play radio and stream Netflix. Would the Google phone be okay? One doesn't hear much of them anywhere. That's from Stephen in Killarney.
Stephen, I love the Google phones, and I have said multiple times on this programme and elsewhere on News Talk that the Google 4A, the Pixel 4A, is one of my favourite phones of the year. So absolutely, it would tick all those boxes. One thing to consider, if you want to do all that on your phone, maybe you should look at the Pixel 4A 5G, because the screen is slightly bigger, so you might find it easier to work and to watch Netflix and so on.
And a final one, can you recommend a pair of earbuds where only one will work, as I need to hear outside sounds when on my bicycle? That's from Anne. And this is a, you know, a problem that if you have your two ears blocked, you can be a danger to yourself and to others. So what to do?
Yeah, you can. So any of the ones that I've spoken about in the last little while, so the Galaxy Buds Live, for example, are the ones that I use every day. And very often, you know, if I'm working from home or if I'm in the office or whatever, I will just have one in. And the music or the podcast or whatever, or the radio that I'm listening to may pause, but you just press play again and it will continue to play. You can put the other one back in the case. The other thing to note is that you can turn on the ambient sound mode on a lot of these as well, which allows that sort of traffic noise or background noise bleed in. But absolutely, yeah, any of those ones will allow you to just use one at a time.
All right, Jess, so many questions and so little time, but thank you very much for joining us. That's Jess Kelly, our tech correspondent.